Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill. Matt Ryan signed a one-day contract with Atlanta yesterday so that he could officially retire as a Falcon. Now, Matty Ice played 14 years with the Falcons, won an MVP, and reached a Super Bowl. Ryan joins Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, as the only QBs in NFL history to throw for 60,000 yards while completing at least 65% of their passes. Bill, buy or sell, Matt Ryan was an elite quarterback.
Yeah, it's a great question. Won an MVP. Co-MVP, I think. Yes, I'm told by the thumbs up of one pretty daddy. I mean, can you be elite quarterback for a very... Buy for a short window.
Buy!
This may not seem kind, coming off this question, coming off his retirement, but buy or sell, not having won anything, and having been the quarterback of a team that was up 28-3 at halftime in the Super Bowl and not win that game, that you're allowed to have your nickname be Matty Ice.
Sell.
It's sort of like playoff P for Paul George.
He's such a likable guy, and it's such a good nickname.
I mean, does the P stand for playoff P for premature exit from the playoffs? Because he is a nice guy. They're both, yeah, I like PG. But Matty Ice, as in ice in your veins?
Yeah, I really like Matty Ice, but I get what you're saying here. It really, 28-3, it doesn't fit.
It does. I was at that game.
Yeah, it's such a good nickname, though.
I don't really like horror films. And that was a second-half, slow-moving horror film.
Is it weird the older I get, the more I like horror films? Does that say something about me? All right, Bill, speaking of horror films, your Chicago Bears. Oh, that wasn't nice or fair. Now, Bill, the Bears, the Cardinals, and the Vikings are the only teams that have multiple first-round picks in Thursday's draft. As you know, the Bears have the first pick and the ninth pick. The Cardinals are 4th and 27th. While the Vikings have the 11th pick and the 23rd pick. So I ask you, Bill, buy or sell, you feel best about the Arizona Cardinals moving forward out of these three teams I just mentioned?
I mean, that also is a bit of a... it's a bit counterintuitive, right? Like the previous conversation, because they've been... I think it's fair to say they've been poorly run of late.
Poorly run out of... As of late, but the only one if you believe in Kyler Murray with an established, in air quotes, quarterback.
It's a good question. I'm going to sell.
Sell.
And I will probably waffle on this throughout the show and throughout the days, weeks, months, years ahead, maybe. Maybe not years. Ty Dunn sold me on the Bears. And so, is Caleb Williams more reliable than Kyler Murray? I don't know, but I don't love Kyler Murray as someone to focus on, to count on. So this isn't with great confidence in Chicago, but it's more than I have in Arizona.
All right, Bill, let's see if you keep that confidence going in Pittsburgh, because yesterday Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin likes what Pittsburgh was able to do thus far this offseason, most notably signing Russell Wilson and trading for Justin Fields at the quarterback spot. And Tomlin doesn't think the Steelers need to be desperate to fill needs in the draft this week.
Been very active in free agency, and you know, that makes you really comfortable as we lean in on draft weekend, so that, you know, we've addressed a lot of needs and you don't feel overly thirsty in any particular area. And I just think that that's a good feel as you go into the weekend.
They're not overly thirsty. Bill, buy or sell, the Steelers are in a better situation right now than they were at this time last year.
Again, it's so interesting because Ty really... not a Justin Fields guy coming out of that. I'll buy, though.
Buy.
Russell Wilson plus Justin Fields on a Mike Tomlin team. If anybody can squeeze 10 wins out of that, it's Mike Tomlin. Or 11. Things go really well.
All right, Bill. Speaking of Hall of Fame head coaches, for the first time since 2010, the Seattle Seahawks have a new head coach. Mike McDonald replaces Pete Carroll, who went to 2 Super Bowls and won one of them during his 14-year tenure in Seattle. However, Bill, the Seahawks removed all photos of the Super Bowl-era team from their team facility, as well as Pete Carroll's slogans of always compete and all in. Bill, buy or sell, this feels like an insecure move by the Seahawks.
A buy.
Buy.
I mean, I thought it was weird when the Clippers removed the Lakers banners back in the Doc era when they played at that spot. But you're going to remove your own vestiges of greatness?
It's your franchise history. What are we doing?
It's embarrassing. It screams amateur.
All right, Bill, hoopier than that. Let's get to some NBA here. With the 76ers in an 0-2 hole, but the series shifting back to Philadelphia for Game 3. 76ers big man and former MVP Joel Embiid is staying confident.
We should be 2-0, so, you know, we're good. We're going to win this series. We're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team, and we're going to keep fighting.
Joel Embiid saying that the 76ers are the better team and that they will win this series. Bill, buy or sell that Embiid is right.
You know what? It's really marginal. Don't get mad at me, Knicks fans. I think you're great. I'm going to slightly buy.
Buy.
I'm going to slightly buy. Look, they could have won that game and they gave it away and they didn't. That is credit to the Knicks as much as it is a collapse by the Sixers. But until a team wins on the road, a series is still alive. And so the Sixers, they may not, but the Sixers win Game 3, the momentum feels very different. And I thought Philly would win originally, so I suppose I'm going to stick with it, but it's a close call.
All right, let's stay in the NBA here. The Suns lost Game 1 to the Timberwolves, and now Draymond Green of the Warriors is challenging his former teammate Kevin Durant to defend Anthony Edwards.
What the Phoenix Suns are going to have to do is they're going to have to play KD or Anthony Edwards the entire series. That has to be his matchup. And what Phoenix has to do is they have to rely on Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, Grayson Allen. You're going to have to hit some shots. And they're going to have to rely on those guys to carry the load offensively. Because to ask Kevin to go try to lock up Anthony Edwards and then go carry the load on the offensive end, he in year 18, it ain't happening every night.
Bill, buy or sell, you agree with Draymond Green?
Buy.
Buy.
Go get him. I mean, good luck. I think Anthony Edwards is a... Let me ask you a question. I had this talk last night. What makes someone a superstar? What are the requirements to be a superstar?
Talent and skill, first and foremost. I think you got to have some sort of personality and charisma. And you got to win.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you have to be a finals, MVP, top five player, an All-NBA player. I don't think Jalen Brunson's a superstar yet. I don't think Jamal Murray's a superstar, even though he's amazing. I think Anthony Edwards might be a superstar. And he hasn't done any of those things. And obviously Kevin Durant is. Yeah, someone's got to go stop that guy. Good luck. His swagger mixed with his talent is amazing.
All right, Bill. The Charlotte Hornets are reportedly interviewing J.J. Redick for their head coaching vacancy. Redick played 15 years in the NBA, is currently working with ESPN as an analyst. Bill, buy or sell, J.J. Redick would be a head coaching candidate if he did not work in the media.
Sell, but it's a good question.
Sell.
That doesn't mean he's a bad candidate. And I've talked about this. TV has a way of amplifying reputations, cleaning reputations. He didn't need his cleaned. It's amplified. He's smart. He's impressive. His podcast with LeBron James really showcases his X's and O's acumen. And I know the person I'm about to bring up is now a future Hall of Famer and one of the most successful coaches of all time. But people forget that Steve Kerr had been a failed front office person in Phoenix, was on TV, was super, super... It was questionable when he got hired. TV was a big part of it, and he had other things going on before that. And obviously, he's been amazing. So I don't hate it if they hire him. And I don't mind how people get their chance.
All right, Bill, last one for you. Let's finish up with some baseball here. Yesterday, Yankees manager Aaron Boone was ejected after just 5 pitches into the game. He was warned and told by home plate umpire Hunter Wendelstedt to stop complaining. And then Wendelstedt tossed Boone after a fan in the front row at Yankee Stadium was screaming at Wendelstedt, not Boone. It was not Aaron Boone. Bill, buy or sell, this is the most bizarre MLB ejection you've ever seen.
Did you mispronounce amazing? I'll buy.
Buy. How do you make it up to Aaron Boone? Like, what does MLB do or say? Once everyone has seen this video, it went viral instantly. Like, what do you do?
What do you do? You call and apologize. People make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes. You said it wouldn't happen. Just come on, Hunter Wendelstedt. Just call and be like, bro, I heard it wrong. I thought it was you. I want to hear this guy's voice, the guy in the blue shirt, the fan. It must be similar, right? It must be one of those weird coincidences.
Yeah, it's got to be because, like, I don't even know if I would accuse the home plate umpire of having rabbit ears. Like, do you really think you're going to hear a fan that clearly? It was an afternoon game yesterday during the week. It wasn't a sold-out crowd. Like, it's just one of these bizarre instances.
It was... I couldn't stop watching the video. And then it's the New York media, and they're really good at this. All the different angles came out, and they found it. It's just, not just because of what happened, but because Boone is out of the dugout a little bit. He's leaning back. He's chilling. He's in a great headspace. His mouth is straight closed, unless you think he's a ventriloquist, right? He's just, there's no, and the look on his face is, he jumps, and at first he's not even mad. He's just, no, I didn't. And then he's pissed.
A lot of swears he's in there in that exchange.
Buy or sell, the fan who did it should have the guts to keep doing it once Boone was gone, just rubbing the face of the umpire that he got it wrong.
Sell. Mm. No. Don't keep doing this moving forward.
That's really funny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.